It is your KORN News Radio Sports for Wednesday, April 22nd. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. FIFA is putting more World Cup tickets on sale after angering some fans by adding new, more expensive categories. FIFA announced yesterday they'll make more tickets available at 10 a.m. Central Time this morning for all 104 games in the categories 1, 2, and 3, plus the new front category pricing that it added earlier this month. The new category sparked online complaints from fans who said that they thought the better seats in the categories they had bought tickets for were withheld and they were assigned to less favorable locations. In December, FIFA put tickets on sale at prices ranging from $140 to nearly $8,700 for the final. Chicago Bulls head coach Billy Donovan has resigned after six seasons, opting to step aside rather than work with a new front office, the team announced on Tuesday. The Bulls president and CEO Michael Reinsdorf made it clear after firing the executive vice president of basketball operations and the general manager near the end of the season that they wanted Donovan back. The 60-year-old led Chicago to just one playoff appearance in 2022, while Chicago lost in the play-in tournament the next three seasons. Dakota Wesleyan softball back in action tomorrow. They'll be at Dort for a doubleheader. That starts at 4 o'clock. Tiger softball currently first in the GPAC with the two-game lead, 16-2 in the conference. Major League Baseball from last night. The Yankees' Giancarlo Stanton would hit a solo home run in the second and a two-run double later in the game as the Yankees have won four straight. They shut out Boston 4-0. The Kansas City Royals snapped an eight-game losing streak, winning on a wild pitch. Mikel Garcia would race home as they defeat Baltimore 6-5. The Brewers routed the Tigers 12-4. Milwaukee put 19 runners on base. They won five of their past six. Cincinnati Reds, they continue to roll. They beat Tampa Bay 12-6. Cincinnati's Ella De La Cruz was 3-for-6 last night at five RBIs, a two-run home run in the first, and a solo shot in the ninth. He's got eight home runs this season. Chicago starter Shota Imanga pitched seven innings, giving up just three hits. Cubs have won seven straight. They beat Philadelphia 7-4. Cleveland rookie Chase DeLauder had a bases-loaded triple in the eighth inning as the Guardians defeat Houston 8-5. Houston second baseman Jose Altuve, now just the fifth active player in the majors to play 2,000 career games. San Diego's Randy Vasquez threw seven shutout innings. Padres beat Colorado 1-0. San Diego, they won 14 of their past 16. The Giants would beat the Dodgers 3-1. Giants would get RBI singles in the first inning from Rafael Devers and Jung-Hoo Lee. Meanwhile, for the Dodgers, Shohei Ohtani had a seventh-inning single that extends his career best on-base streak to 53 straight games. Toronto Blue Jays held on for a 4-2 victory over the LA Angels. Washington would snap the Braves' six-game losing streak. Nationals pick up an 11-4 victory. Texas starter Kumar Rocker allowed just one run in six innings. Rangers beat Pittsburgh 5-1. And the St. Louis Cardinals, they would beat Miami 5-3. For more sports, check us out online all the time at KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.